welcome back to A Man's World. This week I had on Sarah. Tune in to the episode. I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. A little heads up, this episode was recorded last March. As you know, I got into a little accident. We'll get into details eventually. But basically, here's the episode. Also, guys, it was supposed to be out earlier today. It's midterms week here at college. I've been a little preoccupied, but here's the episode. Welcome back to A Man's World. This week on A Man's World, we have a returning guest. We have Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming back on. So for people who don't know who Sarah is, let her introduce herself.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sarah Potter from Social Media Therapy. I have a podcast where I talk about mental health and how it affects our brains on social media, or how our brains are affected by social media. And I also have a new sticker business that I have as an adjacent business to the podcast, where I have a bunch of mental health sayings as stickers. And I've got 3 kids. One is autistic, one is undiagnosed ADHD, and I have a little baby who is just a ball of chaos.
I know. Last time I saw you, you were about to have the baby.
Yeah, he is 1 year old now, and he is just a giant ball of energy and chaos constantly. He is a Taurus, so he's got a mind of his own and is very, needs to have his freedom and very interested in everything around him and touching it and licking it.
Oh my God.
It's interesting. The licking drives me crazy.
And how's Fox doing?
He's doing really good. He struggles with social stuff this year. Last year, he was doing really, really great with social integration and everything. And this year with third grade, it's a lot more challenging. There's a lot more going on. There's more state testing involved and multiplication and division and everything. And he's doing really great academically.
That's
it's just
good.
The social part of kids starting to realize different things and starting to be mean.
I still have problems with my social skills, and I'm six, going on 18 here, and I still can't read people and socially and stuff.
Shoot, I've got my own social issues too.
Yeah, he's not alone with that. I'm gonna be 18 and I still can't read when people are mad and stuff.
It's the same. Like I it's really hard to read the room sometimes. So
and it is.
I try to help him kind of be a little bit of a chameleon with people, just to kind of like put in those empathic capabilities that I know he has. So he can kind of start trying to read other people's emotions a little bit so that he can properly like attune himself or whatever. But, you know, over the last year, I think last time we talked about like anxiety and everything, kids and depression and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had a lot of time to like think about neurodiversity versus being neurotypical. And the world is really just catered to neurotypicals.
Yeah.
Whenever Fox comes home and has, like, his report card or just, like, his daily checkup on how he's doing, it's always, like, can't follow directions.
Bro, my biggest flex is on my health class. It has talkative in class. We're like, she probably would have put doesn't shut up. I don't shut up in health. So she put that on my practice report. I'm waiting for a comment from my mother. I'm waiting. It's the only class that says it. It says, like, really talkative in class or something, and I was like, I knew that was coming on there, but like,
yeah, but it's like that's just what neurodiversity is. Like, that's how we learn, that's how we process information.
My health teacher, it's funny, my health teacher is like, she has ADHD, and the way she teaches is not like a normal teacher. The lady will come to like school in pajamas.
Yeah,
so like, she teaches really differently, but like, her and I, we go way back, me and her, so like, we're close. And I don't shut up in her class, and she's being honest.
I mean, the honesty is really great because it can help bring awareness to us as parents in terms of, like, how our kids are doing and the areas that they might be struggling in socially.
Mm-hmm.
But for like, Fox and everything, you know, the world, the things that they want him to do in class are things that are made for neurotypical.
I just thought of a question. I had a question. Yeah. When I was in elementary school, they put me in small classes. So I was, like, in a big class, and then I'd go into a small classroom. Does Fox do that?
Yeah, so he has, here it's called SPICE, which is...
And ours, it was called Inclusion. Yeah, ours was called Inclusion.
Oh, Inclusion. Yeah, ours is called SPICE, and he goes into a small class 80% of the time, and then he's in a neurotypical class the other 20% of the
time. I'm still in that. I'm still in that as of today. I have one conclusion class and the rest big with a one-on-one in there.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think that it's really great And yeah. I think it's important to have that integration with neurotypicals.
And then, Sarah, but... one more question for you, sorry.
Yeah.
Does he, I know at my school, I get speech, like, provided services. Is he able to get that at school?
Yep, he has speech, he has occupational therapy. Okay. He has adaptive PE classes. He also does outside therapies where we have habitation. He also has respite care from time to time because, like, as a parent, like, it can be a lot to manage him and two other kids in my life and business and work.
Yeah.
So, respite care comes in and kind of gets me a break from here to there.
My friend who has autism goes with them, they call it recreational here, and he goes with a service provider. One will take him to, like, the music store because his favorite thing is to go look at CD album. Another one will take him to the field to go play frisbee. Another one will take him to, like, the movies. So they take him out and go out with him and stuff.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what they do here. We're very fortunate. One of our close family friends is a trained autistic and special needs care provider. So she is our habilitation specialist, and she's also our respite care worker. So we have the best care possible.
That's great.
For him, which is really awesome.
That's awesome. I know at my school, I don't know if you do this, they have one-on-one aides at my school. And shout out to the teacher aides at my school. I love all of them. They're all the sweetest things ever. And there's one in particular who has a girl that has Down syndrome. When I tell you, she is not, she's the only high-functioning Down syndrome kid at my school. I love the kid to death, but she's a handful. And they're not easy, but I've learned so much from her. Like, I can't tell you, I've learned, like, she really tests my patience. And really, really, truly tests my patience. She's fully convinced that I'm going to do an interview with Harry Styles. Fully convinced. Every day, for the last year and a half, wants Harry on my podcast. And then...
I mean, if Harry Styles is listening, then, like...
He's going to be in New York. He's going to be in New York for a month. So maybe when he's in New York,
you should hit him up for sure.
Maybe. I'm not a big Harry fan. And then I have another one who's obsessed with, like, all the cartoon shows and will call me Teacher Sally and sing little songs. I love her. They're like, I love the kids. They call it life skills at my school. They're all, they're like family. I love them. They have, like, the unified basketball team, unified bowling, sparkle squad, unified acting. They have all a whole bunch of unified things for them to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, the elementary school here, I mean, we live in Arizona where the education system for special needs is really just now catching up with a lot of the needs of kids.
Mine's amazing.
Mine's amazing. There's just not a lot of opportunity in terms of out of school activities unless you make those opportunities.
Well, you know, at my school, they have a thing called an IEP. If it wasn't for my IEP... Yeah. I don't know what I do. Like, my IEP states, if I ask to leave the classroom for a break, they have to give me a break. I'll be real. I do use that to my advantage sometimes. It depends what class it is. Not all the time. But then it gives me mandated breaks during long, like, Regents testing. I'm allowed to use a computer during testing. I'm allowed to use, like, headphones to have it read back to me. So, like, I get my services that I need at school. The only service that I don't go to and I should be going to is speech. I haven't gone since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's, speech is really important.
It is. Well, the thing was, I was supposed to be in a group, and it's so frustrating. I only had one period off, and that's when it was. So I didn't want to give up my off period.
Those breaks are so important for kids.
Yeah.
Like, with Fox's IEP, we have mandated breaks, too, and they just finished up their state testing back in March and April.
Mm.
And most of the kids will take the whole week and do it within a really tight timeline during the day for testing. And for Fox, they give him the entire day in his Spice classroom where they can take lots of long, frequent breaks, make sure that the kids are getting what they need. And that's really great, too.
That's awesome.
He does speech within the classroom, and he does speech at school.
That's awesome.
And he does speech outside.
That's great. That's great, Sarah. I know I'm preparing. I have my first Regents, like my New York State Regents, on June 1st. I'm taking social studies Regents. I haven't passed a single social studies test all year, and it didn't pass part of the Regents when I took the practice test.
Oh, no.
I'm so stressed. I kid you not. But, like, I get as much time as I need, and I get a computer to type. So I should be okay.
You should be totally fine. And you know what? It's just a state testing. It's not
going to be... it's mandatory. Like, I need it on my college grade. It's for my college grades.
Oh, it's for your college grade?
Yeah, it's going to be
what
there.
What kind of social studies is it going to be covering?
U.S. history.
U.S. history? For me, U.S. history was also really challenging in school. Part of that was because it just covered so much.
Yeah, I had a social studies teacher in 8th grade that completely turned me off from social... I love the teacher. The way she taught completely turned me off from it. So now I refuse to, like, take it. And I know, like, I wanted to ask, what is Fox's zodiac sign?
He is a Cancer.
Is he the definition of a Cancer?
He is the ultimate definition of a Cancer. He is. Super loving, very sensitive. His emotions run pretty high. He can be really happy and really excited, or he can be really sad and really upset.
Oh my God.
And he can also be, like, get really, really angry. So he lives with his emotions on his sleeve. And that's one of my favorite things.
Have you ever seen the movie Inside Out? He liked that. It's like all the emotions.
Oh, he loves that movie. That's so great. Much.
I'm a Leo. You probably could tell I'm a Leo. And I'm like every single definition of Leo. I have a temper. I'm dramatic. I cry a lot. I am, like, I'm loud. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aquarius. My baby's a Taurus. Our daughter is a Cancer as well. So her and Fox are both highly emotional.
Oh my God.
Individuals. And then my husband is an Aries.
Oh my God, my whole family, my mom, me, and my brother are all fire signs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a Leo, my mom's an Aries, and my brother's a Sag.
Yeah, no, we've got water signs, air, fire, and earth.
Something I've been doing, and it's so stupid, is if you don't match my zodiac sign and my vibe, and, like, you come in between me and my zodiac sign and my vibe, I cut you out. I cut out an Aries who was too much like me.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to a Libra, talking to this guy who was a Libra from 2017 to 2019. Mm-hmm. I've learned that I don't like Libras because they have a really bad temper and have anger issues. So,
oh, yeah. That does not mix well with Leo.
It does not. Especially when they always have to be right and you're right.
Yeah.
No. And also my dad's a Libra and then just like, not close to my dad either. So now, like, I wanted to ask you, how have you been with your mental health? Since the last time we spoke... My blocking technique, oh, thank God I talked about that. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, I gave up a little technique where I just block everybody who gives me toxicity.
Yeah, I have been highly curating my online experiences and everything. And since we talked, my TikTok channel has really blown up. I went from zero, basically no followers, to over 220,000 followers.
That's
now.
Great.
And I have, like, influencer deals and stuff, and I get a lot of toxic people that comment on some of the videos that I do that go viral, and it can be really overwhelming. So I do tend to take a lot of breaks away from social media, and anyone who I feel is being overly toxic, is having just a negative opinion regardless of, like, any conversation I have with them, I block them.
Yeah.
Or I delete their comment and I manage my experience and their interactions with my profiles, and it's really, really helpful.
It is. I will be honest with you. That's the best thing I've ever found, my little blocking technique. I block everybody. I have had my school blocked, so it's actually so funny. There's this guy, I had problems with him in middle school, and he was like to me, he was trying to get my snap because he was trying to reach me, and it said user couldn't be found.
And he was probably really upset.
He was very confused. He's like, why did you block me? I was like, did you listen to, like, my social media therapy episode? I block people who give me toxicity, or I just block you if I don't feel like you're a good fit for me. He's like, Amanda, you've known me since the 7th grade, and we've been friends since the 7th grade. So why am I blocked? I'm like, I don't know. And he was blocked on Instagram.
Yeah. Very confused. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, if you... I think what you said a little bit ago was, like, if you don't fit my vibe or you know, the things that I'm wanting to achieve in life right now, then it's just not something that's going to really, like, mesh well with us. And that's okay. I think that one thing a lot of teenagers tend to, teens and kids, is that, you know, if someone is like, you know, hey, we don't really mesh very well.
Then you're out.
And they're honest about it, they're out. Or they get really upset and sensitive about it. And, you know, it's nothing personal. Like, you're not going to be friends with everybody. You're not going to be besties with every single person on the block.
No.
It's important to understand that and see that and not take offense to it. If you don't click, you don't click, and that's that.
I agree with you. But I'm going to end it here. Thank you, Sarah, for coming on. I'm going to put all of Sarah's socials below. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys on Small Business Saturday.
Seeing my men as well. I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload.